For this observation, the teacher had some difficulty implementing PALS. From the beginning, it was clear the teacher was not well organized. The transition to pairs took a very long time. It did not happen in an organized fashion. The method for distributing the folders to students was highly inefficient and took far longer than was necessary. In terms of the implementation of the individual activities, for partner reading, the teacher never followed the script, starting the activity in a sort of off-the-cuff way, and taking so little time to begin the activity that the students were probably confused. In addition, the teacher did not monitor the students during partner reading. The teacher did not complete the retail activity. That's problematic because PALS is designed to be a set of components that all fit together. And when you have a research-based program like PALS, it's important to implement all of the components. Missing an entire component is a really serious error. For paragraph shrinking, the teacher did monitor the students. The quality of the monitoring may not have been great, but the monitoring did occur. The teacher did not follow the script at all, and so the introduction to the activity and the transition from one student to the other reading was somewhat chaotic. This was also true for prediction relay. It resulted in the students not beginning the activity correctly. In PAL, students are supposed to begin prediction relay by making a prediction. On the green script card, it tells the teacher to begin by making a prediction. Because the teacher didn't use the script card, the students did not know to begin by making a prediction, and many of the pairs neglected to do that. You may have noticed the teacher reminding students to start with a prediction. In terms of the quality items, the first one, how well did the teacher implement the PALS instructional activities, the teacher should be rated 1, not well. The reason for this is because, first of all, the teacher did not implement all of the instructional activities. Omitting an entire activity, as the teacher did with retail, was a serious error. In a program like PALS that's research-based, it's important to complete all of the activities and not eliminate any of them. In addition, the teacher did not follow the script. Not following the script caused the teacher to eliminate important instructions for the students. It also resulted in chaotic transitions that resulted in students not being on task and as focused as they could have been. In terms of the second item, how well did the teacher monitor students? The teacher should probably be rated average. Although the teacher did not monitor during partner reading or during retail because the activity was not completed, the teacher did monitor the students for the last two activities, paragraph shrinking and prediction relay. Particularly in the case of prediction relay, the teacher made an attempt to help the students improve their implementation. Some of the student difficulties were caused by the teacher not introducing the activity, but the teacher made a good faith effort to try to help the students. And for that reason, the teacher should be rated average for monitoring. It's important to note, however, that it can be difficult to decide in a case like this whether or not the rating should be 1 or 2. If you went through training, it would be much easier to determine whether the teacher should be rated 1 or 2 because the training would identify the key characteristics of a 1 level or a 2 level implementation.